Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode. Hey, Mama, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. And remember, this month we're focusing on reclaiming your time and energy. And today's episode is all about saying no without guilt. I know I always talk about saying no without the guilt. And last week we talked about why simplifying your schedule and saying no is so important. But let's be real, it's not always easy. The emotional side of like boundary setting can be hard. You might feel guilt, second guess yourself, worry about how others will react. But, Mama, it's time to let go of that guilt and step into your power. Today, we're going to dive into how real strategies can help you say no and stick to it, whether it's with family, a partner, or even your kids. Because when you say no to what doesn't align with your values, you're saying yes to what truly matters. Let's get into it. First, let's talk about this elephant in the room, which is guilt. Why do we feel so bad about saying no? For many of us, guilt comes from wanting to please everyone around us. As moms, we're often taught that it's our job to make everything and everyone okay, even at the expense of our own well-being. But here's the truth. When you say yes to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities, you're withdrawing from your emotional and energy bank. Here's an example from my own life. If I make it's a priority to carve out time for myself on the weekends, it's my special time. It doesn't always happen at the same time, but I make sure it happens because it keeps me grounded. But let me tell you, it's not always easy, and it wasn't always easy. When I first started saying I need this time, I was like feeling guilty, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how they're gonna do it when I step away. It was like I was letting everyone down or just being selfish, but I stayed consistent and now I see how much better I show up for my family because I'm honoring my needs. You might feel uncomfortable when you first start setting boundaries, but I promise the more you do it, the more confident and empowered you feel. Here's four strategies for saying no without the guilt. Let's talk about them, okay? Start saying no in real life situations without carrying guilt. One, get clear on your values. Before you can say no with confidence, you need to know what you're saying yes to. What matters most to you right now? Is it your family, your wellness, your rest? When you're clear on your priorities, it's easier to recognize what doesn't align. If you focus on spending time with your kids, it's okay to say no to volunteering for yet another committee at school or another work task or whatever else you get asked, right? It doesn't mean you don't care. It just means you're honoring your time and your energy. And let me be honest, and the people who understand that will understand. The second one is to use simple, honest phrases. Saying no doesn't have to be complicated. Practice simple, direct phrases that assert your boundaries while staying respectful. Thank you for thinking of me, but I can't commit to that right now. I'm not able to help this time, but I hope it goes well. I need to take some time for myself this weekend, so I won't be available. The key is to say it confidently and avoid over-explaining. You don't owe anyone a detailed justification. Because you can go down a rabbit hole and before you know it, you're like, why did I just tell them all of this? So just find one quick practice, right? It's like, I'm not able to help this time, but I hope it goes well. And I recently just had to do that to someone. Like, not everyone will immediately respect your boundaries, and that's okay. So you have to practice standing your ground with grace. Anticipate that pushback and stay firm. You know, and you can use, like, I know you'd like me to come over this weekend, but I really need some time to recharge. Let's plan a visit for next week instead or another time. Or with your little ones, you can go, mommy needs a quiet moment right now. You can play here while I take a break. And then we'll do something together after. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but staying firm shows others and yourself that your boundaries are important. Setting boundaries is easier when you have people cheering you on. Surround yourself with people who respect your time and encourage you to prioritize yourself. That's why I talk so much about the importance of community. It makes all the difference. If you're navigating boundary setting and need support, the Nurturing the Mama membership is a great space to connect with other moms who are working through the same things. Together, we share wins, strategies, and encouragement to stay aligned with our values. I know it's not always comfortable to say no, especially when you're used to being the yes person, but every time you set a boundary, you're teaching yourself and others that your time and energy are valuable. When you let go of the guilt, you free yourself to focus on what truly matters. It's not about being selfish, it's about being intentional. When you feel good about how you're spending your time, it shows up in every part of your life, how you treat your kids, your partner, most importantly, yourself. So here's my challenge for you this week. Practice saying no in one area of your life, whether it's declining an extra task at work or at taking 15 minutes to yourself without interruption. Start small. You know, it's how it feels. And if you're ready to reclaim your time and energy, I want you to invite you to join the Nurturing the Mom membership. Inside, we dive deeper into strategies like this, and you'll get the accountability and support you need to keep going. And if you're looking for a simple way to organize your time and set boundaries, check out my Master Your Week Planning Guide. It's packed with tools to help you align with your schedule, with your values, and stay focused on what matters most. I'd love to hear what strategies resonate with you the most today. So you can either send me a message on Instagram at Dre.Williams or email me at info@navigatingpostpartumwellness.com. I want to know how you reclaim your time and energy. Thanks for tuning in, Mama. Remember, you don't have to do it all. Start saying no to what doesn't align so you can say yes to what fills your bucket. You got this. Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.